Now, from watches to metal. Metal detected. Here's Adelaide's metal detective, Sean Braden. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you.
How long have you been at this with your metal detector?
I'm afraid not very long, but I'm very, very passionate.
Yes, you are. Look at the gold you've found. Tiny little bit of gold.
Yeah.
You can set a metal detector for gold, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You can get specific metal detectors for gold as well.
What about snakes?
Snakes, they're always there.
Ugh, have you found them? Have you seen them?
Yes, usually in gold areas, in fact.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this is a tiny little bit of gold in a tube of water. Do you look for gold?
That gold there was found panning. So that's some pretty small bits found panning in the Adelaide Hills. Mm-hmm. So there's still gold around.
You're not going to tell us where?
I can do.
Where?
Up on Gorge Road.
On Gorge Road.
Mm.
Now, these are things you've found. Where have you found these? Coins?
Yeah, there's a few coins there. Mm. It might bring back some memories. So just around Adelaide there, the oldest one, there's a halfpenny there if you see that one.
I've forgotten what a half... That's... No? Here. No? Is that a halfpenny?
So that coin there is from around...
It's a penny.
That's a penny. It's a little bit smaller. There you go. So that coin is 1848.
Wow.
So that's the oldest coin I found around Adelaide.
One. And rings you found?
Yep.
Where do you find these things?
Find rings in parks and also in beaches. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons that I enjoy it, actually. It's sort of, like you're saying, a metal detective. I get out and try to find rings for people who have lost them.
Ah. Oh, here's a florin, 1956. Good year, 56, my friend Smacker. Born in 56. And here's a shilling, 58. Yes, 58. And a paperclip. No, that. And a Playboy sort of, I don't know what that is.
A little Playboy bunny.
Good heavens. Do you go to the beach?
I do go to the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what do you find money?
I probably find. I don't know, 10 bucks worth of modern coins every time I go down there, but that's not why I'm there. I'm trying to find the old stuff.
Yep.
So you try and go down after storms when the sand's been cut out. Mm. And like I was saying, just when people phone me up and have lost something, I'll go and find it for them.
You've lost a piece of jewellery, essentially.
Yeah.
And you don't know where, but you know, I was at the beach, I walked to the car. And then when I got home, I noticed I didn't have my chain.
Yep.
And often things of great sentimental value.
Yep, and that can be a challenge if they can't narrow down the area too much. But mm-hmm. if they can, I can certainly try and find it. For instance, tomorrow I've got somebody wants me to find a ring they've lost in a horse arena. So I'll go up there and try and find that.
And you charge for this, obviously.
I do.
Yes, it's your job. How did you seize upon this as a job? Did you have an interest in metal detection?
I think my wife just wanted me outside, away from the house. I was an outside worker. I was a firefighter.
Yes.
Got bored with that.
With the MFS?
With National Parks.
Oh, yes.
So I was a rural firefighter. And, we parted... parted ways just over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and so I went back to my previous job, which was computer mm-hmm. programming.
Yes.
And so since I was now inside and becoming pale and a little bit chubby, mm-hmm. I decided that I needed an outdoor hobby, and this one appealed to me.
Yes, because you're walking and waving a thing in front of you.
Indeed, and finding things.
And a battery pack?
Yeah.
They were all the rage, and then they sort of died off for a while. You used to see people on beaches quite often.
Yeah, you still do. There's certainly a lot of people that still go down there at different times.
Do you feel that in some ways you're preying on someone else's misfortune you might have lost?
No, I actually, on my website, I have a little lost and found thing, so
yes.
I put the information up there that I found. So yeah. I don't actually feel that way because I try my hardest to return them.
That's fair enough. And here's a little charm of a turtle that somebody's clearly lost. Things fall off, don't they? What's the most unusual thing you've found?
Yeah, I didn't bring it in, but the strangest thing I found, which was March last year, mm-hmm. was 9 sticks of gelignite.
Good heavens. How did they... where were they?
Up at Montacute.
Ah!
So, I initially I stumbled across a box under the ground, and I was a bit worried at first because I thought it might be a grave.
Yes.
And that sort of in itself was a bit exciting. But yes. Then I contacted the police and asked them to come up because it seemed a little bit strange. And they realised fairly quickly that it was a large container of explosives.
Live?
Yeah, live and sweating and dangerous. So they actually had to deal with it there. They couldn't move it.
Weren't you fortunate?
No, I was glad I didn't hit it with a pick or something.
Yeah, that's right. Because a lot of people sort of mooch around up there, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was buried in 1981 because it was wrapped in newspapers. So it'd been there for a while.
Heavens, I wonder how it got there.
Yeah, somebody blasting a road, I think.
Oh, I see. And what, left there accidentally?
Or? Oh, just left there.
Hmm. Have you found graves?
I haven't, no. No, I don't wish to.
No, no. Again, you'd ring the police.
Yeah, straight away.
Yes. Here's a little sixpence. How tiny they were. Again, 1956, this is a popular year for losing coins. That, it gives you pause because when that was, sixpence was a significant amount of money. Nowadays, a lot of people don't bend over to pick up a 5-cent piece.
No.
But sixpence in 1956 was, well, you could buy, well, I imagine you could buy quite a bit with sixpence.
I don't remember.
No, well, I don't either, but it must have been a blow for someone to lose that.
Especially a florin or something like that.
That's right, yes, and then... But then here it is, things come round. Is it the fact that nothing's ever lost, it's just misplaced?
Well, that's it. You can find things years later, like that 1848 coin there.
You must be pleasing to people when you do find, the person tomorrow, the piece of jewellery you're going to hopefully find. It must be a thrill for that person to get it back.
Yeah, well, just in January, I've had three people phone me up to find things. I found two and haven't found one, but I'm still working on it.
Mm.
That one's in chest deep water, so I'm still trying to find that one, but the other two I've found, and they're very grateful and happy.
Can you use your detector in water?
Yeah, I can go detectors that I have access to about 20 metres.
Really?
So, yeah.
And what's been lost in chest deep water?
This was a ring, and he's lost a ring, so I was still trying to find it for him.
Yeah, you should be careful of rings in water.
Indeed.
Yeah, because I often, a ring I used to have, I'd put on my index finger when I was swimming to make sure it didn't come off. Yeah. I found a ring when I was a teenager at Port Vincent in that very coarse sand just by the kiosk, and I was just sitting there scooping the sand as you do, and up came this beautiful rose gold signet ring with the initials EY. And I put it was a beautiful ring, and I put a notice in the kiosk window, very low, I must confess, unless it had been lost by a dwarf. but it was never claimed, and I gave it to someone else, actually.
Yeah, I've not tried that technique, Peter, but I'll give it a go.
Scooping the sand. Yeah. Because sand, a lot of people lose things in sand, don't they? And the more you try to dig for them, the more you make the problem worse, don't you?
That's true. It sinks pretty quickly, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
But that's good business for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it works out okay. This is just a little sort of part-time thing for me, and it gets me outside and I have fun with it.
Can it move around? Say a coin in sand. Does it move... Obviously, it would move with the tide if wet. But how far can it go?
Kilometres.
Really?
So, yeah, you know how the sand in Adelaide, the sand goes from the southern beaches up through the northern beaches, so they have to pipe it down or truck it back down south.
Yes.
The heavier items in large swells and large storms do the same thing. So they slowly move their way around.
I've started to collect a sea glass, if anyone would like to send it to me, because... someone said there's going to be a lot less of it now that with our obsession with plastic water bottles, sea glass may become a thing of the past. Do you think, Sean Braden?
Yeah, that's certainly good-looking stuff. I like finding it.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It is.
I know a man at Udunda who has an enormous collection of it, and I think it's a beautiful thing. It's a kind of romantic thing because you wonder where it's been and under what conditions and for how long.
Yeah, there's collectors of glass from gold mining areas too, so some of the really old gold areas around like Ballarat and so on. There's people that go there collecting the glass and make jewellery out of it.
You haven't got gold fever?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Like this bit. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to do better than this, I think.
Yes.
But nonetheless, gold is very heavy, isn't it?
It is.
There was a chap in those gold fields up by O'Leary on the Barrier Highway, and he found a nice little nugget up there, and I was really stunned by how heavy that little nugget was.
Yes, specific gravity is 19.3, so it's 19.3 times heavier than water.
So can you can program gold on your detector?
Yeah, kind of. I can discriminate gold against other metals, but there are better gold detectors than I have for people who are into that genre of detecting. Mm-hmm. So they can be quite expensive.
Do you need permission?
I usually get permission for coins and so on from properties.
Yes.
Old farms and so on. Beaches, not so much. So
who
beaches.
Owns that? Because if you found something on a farm, does the farmer own it, or do you own it?
There's some farms that I cut what I find sort of 50-50 with, and some that don't really care about it, so they let me have it all.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Mm. And your other job is in IT?
Yeah, it's what I do for a living, so I'm stuck at home programming. And then sort of drive the wife nuts so she kicks me outside and I go do this.
It's nice to get out and about.
It is nice to get out.
I wish you well. I wish you your spoils. Yeah. And I think you're doing a good service by finding things for people. And I hope you find them. It's a good thing. Sean Braden, interesting to meet you, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.